Melfort, a cannabis store in Melfort, was a delegation at the December 19 Governance and Priorities Committee meeting. The co-owner and vice president, Megan Paladwar Valaris of Into the Weeds store, presented to council the need to limit the number of retail cannabis stores in Melfort. No official decision has been made, but it was recommended by city administration not to limit the number of cannabis stores. Paladwar Valaris said, Into the Weeds Cannabis is proposing to limit the number of retail cannabis stores in Melfort to 2, based on the population and statistics from similar communities that are seeing store closures due to oversaturation. We would like to give a presentation before the council to discuss the matter. On October 22, at the Governance and Priorities Committee meeting, Into the Weeds Cannabis and Saskabuds Cannabis requested that Melfort Council consider limiting the number of cannabis retail stores in Melfort to 2 retail outlets. They said based on Melfort's population size and consumer purchasing habits, the introduction of a 3rd cannabis outlet would result in undue negative pressure on the 2 existing businesses and could result in one or both existing businesses being forced to close. Into the Weeds and Saskabuds provided examples of other cannabis retail outlets in nearby communities who are struggling to be a viable business. Rob Loke, Director of Community Services, recommended not to consider the request to limit the number of cannabis retail stores to 2 within the city of Melfort. In Loke's report, administration is reluctant to recommend restricting the number of cannabis retail stores to 2 within the city of Melfort. The report went on to state, it wants to support all businesses interested in operating in Melfort provided they meet the requirements of the zoning bylaw. Restricting the number of retail outlets of a specific business to protect existing businesses can be perceived as being anti-competitive and creating a monopolistic situation. Loke's report said as a comparison, administration also does not support restricting the number of restaurants, bakeries, dollar stores, car dealerships or other commercial enterprises within the city of Melfort.